This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. New Mexico's attorney general and governor announced Monday they plan to join other states in suing President Donald Trump over his emergency declaration to fund a wall at the U.S. border with Mexico. They said it would improperly divert funds from crucial efforts to protect New Mexican residents and also put the border state's economy at risk. Protesters are gathering across the country to decry the national emergency declaration. They chose President's Day to call it undemocratic and anti-immigrant. The declaration shifts billions of federal dollars from military construction to the border. The president says he's trying to stop criminals, gang members, and illicit narcotics from entering the country. Was it treason? President Trump is pointing a finger at key officials involved in the Russia investigation. AP's Rita Foley explains.
President Trump let Andrew McCabe and Rod Rosenstein have it on Twitter, suggesting that what they did was treasonous and that it looks like they were planning a very illegal act and got caught. McCabe, the FBI's number two official at one time, says Rosenstein once raised the idea of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Mr. Trump from office. Rosenstein is now the deputy attorney general. McCabe, who was fired last year by the FBI, has a new book out, and he's been talking to the media. Rita Foley, Washington.
President Trump says the U.S. seeks a peaceful transition of power in Venezuela, but all options are open. He spoke in Miami Monday about the months-long political crisis and dangers of socialism. The U.S. supports opposition leader Juan Guaido over President Nicolas Maduro. He's asking every member of the Maduro regime to end this nightmare of poverty and death. He added, Guaido's government will not seek retribution, but if they continue to support Maduro, they'll lose everything. South Florida is home to the largest numbers of Venezuelans in the U.S. This is VOA News. Four Indian soldiers and three suspected militants were among nine people killed Monday in a gun battle as security forces hunted for the organizers of a deadly suicide bombing that killed 40 paramilitary personnel in Indian Kashmir and escalated tensions between India and Pakistan. Egypt's Interior Ministry says a suicide bomber killed two police officers and wounded three more while he was being pursued near Cairo's famed Khan el Khalili tourist marketplace. The Monday night explosion was a rarity for central area of the capital after progress from a security crackdown under President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Pope Francis will welcome more than 100 Catholic bishops from around the world to the Holy See this week for an unprecedented four-day summit to discuss clerical sex abuse. AP's Julie Walker reports the pressure is on.
Founding members of the group Ending Clergy Abuse, like Peter Isley, are in Rome to push the Pope and Vatican to be transparent and deliver action on the decades-long problem of priests who sexually abuse and church cover-ups.
Let me tell you what it was like to have to try to resist that priest when I was a boy who was sexually assaulting me. So whatever difficulty him or discomfort this is for anybody in the papal palace, it's nothing compared to what survivors have had to undergo.
Ahead of the summit, Pope Francis defrocked former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick for sexual abuse of minors and adults, a move some saw as positive while others say was all PR. I'm Julie Walker.
British lawmakers have issued a scathing report calling for tougher rules on Facebook to keep it from acting like digital gangsters. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has the story.
The report on fake news and disinformation on social media sites follows an 18-month probe by the British Parliament's Media Committee. The group wants the sites to follow a mandatory code of ethics overseen by an independent regulator to better control harmful or illegal content. Now the lawmakers are calling out Facebook in particular, saying the site's structure seems to be designed to, they say, conceal knowledge of and responsibility for specific decisions. They assert, too, the social media giant intentionally violates privacy and competition laws. Charles de Ledesma, London.
China's government accused the U.S. of trying to block its industrial development Monday by alleging that Chinese mobile network gear poses a cybersecurity threat to countries rolling out new internet systems. And in a potential blow to the U.S.'s effort to rally its allies, British media reported that the country's intelligence agencies have found it's possible to limit the security risk of using Chinese equipment in so-called 5G networks. The U.S. argues Beijing might use Chinese tech companies to gather intelligence about foreign countries. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.